In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the most moving things we can consider when we are thinking about the life of our Lord, his time on this earth, is the obscurity with which he lived. We're not talking about the poverty of his life so much as the hiddenness of his life. In the final Mass on Christmas Day, we read the gospel, which is from the beginning of St. John. It's the gospel that's usually our last gospel of the Mass, but it's the principal gospel. And consider these words, that the light shineth on the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The light, representing Christ shined on a dark world, a world full of sin. And by and large, the darkness did not comprehend it. We can think of Isaiah. In Isaiah, we hear that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Christ as a man looked like any other man. There was nothing special about him. This is what Isaiah is saying. There's nothing in him that we will see physically which would make us desire to follow him. And think about it, even at the very end of his mission on this earth, at the Last Supper, his apostle Philip asks to be shown the Father. And Christ says to him, "Have I been so long a time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip?" His life was a life of secrecy and obscurity. In a way, his last 3 years can be separated because he began to preach in public, to work miracles, to manifest himself a little bit more, but certainly for those first 30 years of his life, he lived like any other poor man, day after day. Today's gospel, we hear that the child grew in strength. Season after season, winter, summer, he took on St. Joseph's trade of carpentry. He worked and he grew old. 1 year following another. Cardinal Newman said that how very wonderful all of this is, that he should live here doing nothing great for so long, living here as if living for the sake of living, not preaching or collecting disciples or apparently in any way furthering the cause which brought him down from heaven. How unremarkable was his daily life. Think about when he first began to actually preach in public. What happened? A multitude began to come around him, and his own relatives, his cousins, his near kin, thought he was going mad. And in St. Mark's Gospel we hear, when his friends heard of it, the people were coming around and listening to him. When his friends heard of it, they went out and laid hold of him, for they said that he is beside himself. This Christ who they had grown up with, when he finally began to fulfill his mission on earth, even after so many years of being with him, his own family, his own extended family, didn't realize who he was. This is amazing to consider, that he would allow himself to be so hidden, his divinity to become so hidden in this earth. He lived for so long with them. And he was like them. He was like man in everything. In everything except for sin. Right? He was like us in everything except for sin. So then we can ask ourselves, how is it that these people whom he lived with could not know who he was? Could not know his divine mission? And it's because that those who serve the world are blind to God. Those who serve the world are blind to God. The light shined on the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The world of sin cannot comprehend the light of grace which Christ brought. Christ's own friends didn't see him as who he was. So the question for us should be this one. Would I if I had been there, would I understand Christ any better than they? Would I be able to see who he truly was any more clearly than them? If Christ were my cousin, if Christ were my neighbor, or maybe even if Christ lived under the same house as I, lived under that same roof as I did, would I understand him any better than they? Would I? Would I have detected that divine nature present beneath the flesh of Christ? Would I have been able to detect this? That Christ who rubbed shoulders with them on a daily basis, who they could not comprehend. Why is this such a very important question for us to ask? We should really consider this, because if we ourselves could not have identified Christ, could not have identified his divine nature, wouldn't this be for us a very clear proof that we are not his followers? This would be a very strong sign to us. Why? Christ says, the good shepherd knows his sheep. He says, his sheep know his voice and follow him. For Christ's sheep, we will recognize him. Even though his divine nature is hidden, we would be able to recognize him. We would be able to recognize his presence. So, if I were living side by side with Christ 2,000 years ago, would I have been able to detect that he was more than just a man? Would I have been any different than so many of those people who lived with him, who rubbed shoulders with him on a daily basis? Cardinal Newman says that he thinks not. For the vast majority of men, he thinks we would miss this, that we would not be able to realize Christ was who he was. So the connection for us then is obvious. Where is this taking us to? Think about Christ's words when he says, for instance, whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. When Saul was persecuting the Christians and he had the vision of Christ, Christ said, why do you persecute me? Paul didn't think he was persecuting Christ. He thought he was persecuting other people. Christ said, you're persecuting me. Christ says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you sheltered me. Not Christ himself, at least not in his own flesh, but Christ certainly in the flesh of others. Christ dwells in every soul through sanctifying grace, either actually at the present time or potentially. Beneath the flesh, his divine nature is present. It's not so much different than it was when he was an infant lying in that manger. To look at him with our human eyes, we would not have been able to see anything different from him compared to any other newborn baby. That which was different was hidden beneath the flesh. And that same thing does, or at least can, exist in every single one of us. In us and in our neighbors, in our family, our enemies, it doesn't matter. Christ's divinity present beneath the flesh in others. And what is the upshot of this then? If we are going to recognize Christ, it starts with our neighbor. It starts with understanding that he is present inside of our neighbor. He's present inside of everybody. Many times people say, it's just so hard for me to recognize Christ in certain people. You know, maybe for 95%, 99.5%. of the people in the world, I don't have a big problem with it. I can see them as being Christ, as Christ being inside of them. But there is one or two people that it is just, you know, I just can't do it. It's hard. They say it's hard. And I say, yeah, you're right, it is hard. How else can we explain how Philip could live with Christ, could be with Christ for so long? And then at the very end of Christ's mission, Philip asks to see the Father. And Christ says, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me? Who sees Christ sees the Father. Who sees one of Christ's children sees Christ. If we want to be near Christ, then we have to treat others like Christ. This isn't optional, but it isn't easy either. We have to realize this isn't easy. It is a supernatural thing that has to be done. Think about the night when Christ was born. St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary going door to door looking for a place to stay. The innkeepers, when they opened the door, what did they see with their human eyes? They saw a man and his young wife who was expecting. They used their human eyes. That's what they saw. And they said, no, no, no. What about Christ's relatives? Those who thought he was mad when he began to preach. They were looking at him through their human eyes. What about those who killed our Lord? They were looking at him through their human eyes. If we're going to be satisfied with using our human eyes to look at the hardest person for us to love, then we're not any different than them. I would kill Christ if I'm unwilling to try to look at my worst enemy as Christ himself. But that's what we're called to do. It's hard. It's a supernatural thing to do. And so we have to do it by faith. We have to realize this. We have to try to remind ourselves Christ is truly present, or at least can be truly present, in every single soul on this earth. And because of that, I need to treat every single person like Christ, without exception, right? Without exception. Yesterday was the feast of St. John the Evangelist, St. John the Apostle, the beloved of Christ. And as he grew older, he began to, when he would preach to his community, he would preach just one thing because it was hard for him to talk. It was hard for him to get up before them for a long time. So we had one message, and he would tell them this same message over and over and over again, to the point where they got tired of hearing it. They got weary, and they asked him, why do you always give us the same message? And he said, because if you do this, that's all there is. And what did he tell them? What did he tell them? He said, love one another. Love one another. That's it. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.